And I think you've already shared about what's going to happen.
Roughly, I've just told her what kind of question and why and what would, yeah.
Easy enough. So, yeah, so I'll ask the questions and then by all means you can translate.
Oh, yeah, that's why I'll put you on.
So first things, can you just tell us your name, where you were born and when you were born?
ਨਾਮ ਆਪਣਾ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਤੂੰ ਆਪਣੀ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਹੋ ਜੂ ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਵੀ ਕਿ ਕਿੱਥੇ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੋਏ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਔਰ ਕਦੋਂ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੋਏ ਸੀ ਨਾ
ਅੱਛਾ
ਨਾਮ
ਉਹ ਆਦਤ ਪਈ ਇੰਗਲਿਸ਼ ਚ ਦੱਸਣ ਦੀ ਨਾ
ਸ਼ੀ ਸੈਡ ਆਲਵੇਸ ਇਸ ਮਿਕਸਿੰਗ ਅਪ ਸ਼ੀ ਕੈਨ ਸੀ ਸੇ ਇਨ ਇੰਗਲਿਸ਼ ਬਟ ਮੋਰ ਨਾਟ ਬੀ ਵੈਰੀ ਕੰਫੀਡੈਂਟ
ਵਿਚ ਇਸ ਫਾਈਨ ਆਮ ਹੈਪੀ ਵਿਦ ਦੈਟ ਐਨੀਵੇ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਜਿੱਦਾਂ
ਤੈਨੂੰ ਬਿਹਤਰ ਲੱਗਦਾ
ਮੇਰਾ ਨਾਮ ਜ਼ੇਬੁਨਿਸਾ ਮੈਂ ਪਾਕਿਸਤਾਨ ਮੈਂ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੋਈ ਔਰ ਫੈਸਲਾਬਾਦ ਮੈਂ
ਜ਼ੇਬੁਨਿਸਾ ਹੈ ਨਾਮ ਪਾਕਿਸਤਾਨ ਫੈਸਲਾਬਾਦ ਮੈਂ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੋਈ ਹੈ ਕਬ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੋਈ
1960
ਮੈਂ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੋਈ
Can you tell us about what you remember on growing up and your childhood?
Bachpan jada si na vi dass sakde ohde bare kis tarah si ga
abbu mere the army mein aur 2 saal baad transfer hoti thi to bachpan bahut acha guzra
so she said my childhood was very nice her father was in army so every 2 years he was transferred to different cities and different places so it was nice childhood
very nice very good we are middle class but
no, she can actually do it
yeah
she can just call her when she gets stuck I'll just help
theek hai boli nahi hundi urdu
no I used to do that yeah no carry on english that
if there's any problem she has so my name is Zebunisa Ahmed before my name is Zebunisa Hanif my father's name is Hanif and I born in Pakistan 1960 my childhood was very very good very nice we had a very big family and all the cousin play together live in sometime one house and nice
and what was it like being in different parts of the cities in different parts of
we
the
don't
country?
Go much different city when we had a holiday I go for my grandmother's village not city village it's very nice
okay iske jadon si abbu thode farak farak jagah te jande si na
acha
shaharan ch different jagah
te kis tarah si ga I'm little I not remember much but to when I like going to school to very very nice very other but first couple of weeks it's no good because we can't
adjust different cities
different city but after when I am 10 years old my father
they used to still stay in Bangalore but he will travel for
because we all go to school
otherwise you know in the middle of the year then they were missing school admissions so that's why then he started traveling but they'll settle in one as a family
what was your favorite memory
so the chichis eaten yada
lot of memories is very good but very happy memories is when my father's left the job and we lived together and nice good not I can't remember any
like with the friends family and also being one daughter with the
yes
it's like
four brothers
and the only daughter
is any games as well child games you remember
yes we in our culture is like pithu garam
we just put the blocks on the top and we throw with the
ball.
Yeah
and I love like
games.
So then growing up when did you move to the UK
in 1979 of October the 7th
okay specific and how old were you as well
it's 18
okay. And what made you come over to the UK
for
get married
just engagement I married in Newport
Okay, and you came straight to Newport?
Came straight to Newport.
And what was what was your expectations of the UK?
I think it's everyone is very rich in here, or no money problem, nothing, but everything is different when I came. But nice and all when I first day is very nice, lights clean, traffic, very everything is changed, but very nice. But still I left my parents, my friends, my brothers, very sad. I cry all 12 hours, and then slowly it's okay.
And I know it was your family, but what was another important thing that you had to leave behind?
My friends, yes. I'm very close with my friends, very, very close.
Have you still been able to stay in contact?
Yes. I lost everything for them, address or telephone. I put on the newspaper for find them, and I find.
And when you got to the UK, did you travel by plane? Of course,
by plane, yes.
What was the best and the worst? What was the best thing about the journey? Actually,
journey is just simple, not the best or bad. Because I think about my parents and cry. That's it. No other thinking. No.
And then how did you feel when you arrived?
When I arrived, my two aunties live in here. My mother's sister live in here. They pick me on the airport. It's good to see them, but not happy.
And then why Newport?
Why Newport? Because he live in Newport.
Okay.
My husband.
And he was what, working?
He's working, yes. He's only 19. He's working in Tesco.
At that time, yes.
And what can you remember about the first kind of few weeks or the months inside of Newport?
ਪਹਿਲੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਕੁਛ ਹਫ਼ਤੇ ਜਾਂ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਲੱਗੇ ਹੋਣਗੇ ਕਿੱਦਾਂ ਲੱਗੇ ਇਸ ਦਿਨ ਨੀਪੁਰ ਜਦ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ 'ਚ ਆਈ ਆ ਨਾ ਕੁਛ ਹਫ਼ਤੇ
ਵੈਰੀ ਵੈਰੀ ਹਾਰਟ ਆਈ ਆਈ ਕਾਂਟ ਸਲੀਪ ਆਈ ਕਾਂਟ ਟਾਕ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਐਵਰੀ ਵਨ ਸਪੀਕ ਇੰਗਲਿਸ਼ ਆਈ ਕਾਂਟ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੈਂਡ ਆਈ ਕਾਂਟ ਸਪੀਕ ਦੇ ਕਾਂਟ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੈਂਡ ਮੀ ਵੈਰੀ ਵੈਰੀ ਹਾਰਟ ਐਂਡ ਆਲ ਲਾਈਕ ਇੰਗਲਿਸ਼ ਪੀਪਲ ਲੁੱਕ ਸੇਮ ਇਫ ਆਈ ਸੀ ਵਨ ਐਂਡ ਸੈਕਿੰਡ ਡੇ ਅਦਰ ਆਈ ਥਿੰਕ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਸੇਮ I not difference anything, but it's not very good, no.
And what are the challenges, whether it was languages or
shopping is very hard, going out is very hard, doctor and other people make the other people
and maid job, no grand job,
all day
all the housework
all day. In the morning, like 5:30, 6:30, and till 12 o'clock night.
And did any of your friends or family join into Newport?
My 2 years after my brother came here, and friends, Raila, first friend, in Pakistan, from Pakistan, we don't see each other much, but we still know we are here. Yes.
And just to maintain the links, what did you do to kind of remember?
Very true, actually. Yeah. I was saying we should run away. Me, my sister, Yasmin, and
That's all right, Faith. Don't apologize.
At all. I think sometimes it's good, actually. I cry sometimes, oh my God, in my own time. And I still, you know, when you interview me, it's still, now I can see, you know, why I'm here, you know, when I've done the work, actually, but apart from that, if I'm honest, we just survive.
Because we can't do anything for ourselves, just for other people, all the time, make them happy. Nobody think about
it's
like
the tradition.
Me.
Yeah.
But she needs the space or happiness or anything. Mm. I didn't go 6 years, I didn't see my parents. Mm. After 6.5 years, I go first time.
Would you say that it was your culture that kept you strong or kept you connected, or was it something else?
No,
it's parents. First is parents, after children.
Yeah, you know, like obviously
yes.
you didn't want it to upset your parents out of marriage or anything difficult.
I'm very strong when I come. I'm not afraid for anyone, anything or anyone. But I'm not strong enough for decision, leave the house or leave the husband or leave the people. I'm not.
Which is
I have no guts for like this.
And it is, you know, as you said, with the cultural wise, it's like people talk, isn't it? Because people, and I always say, you know, now, if I'm honest, you know, with my links, with our links, there is no house who hasn't. There are different kind of issues, because the life has completely, drastically changed. And especially, you know, when you were saying about the culture in Pakistan, if a son will get married, it's a different daughter, and will have a different life.
Yeah.
But here in this country, because people came in like late 50s or 60s, they were still stuck in that culture that the daughter-in-law is like a maid, that it's not that she's married our husband, but then
if he's only husband, maybe life is different.
Yeah.
When it's come with in the family,
it's extended family, and you know, you just
five,
like
six, seven, eight, nine people live in the same house and cooking 3 times a day.
And very young.
And what does that look like to you now? What is the culture?
Now,
yeah.
22 years I live with my in-law, and after 15 years I live in rent house. Now is our house, his house, not our.
Okay.
But no, I had everything, but I have no feelings for thinking or helpless, speechless, everything. I can't say, and I can't explain anyone how I feel.
And I wanted to speak on the culture and traditions as well. Is there certain efforts that you've made in order to preserve?
Yes, you have tried to keep our culture, or the values of Pakistan, we have kept it here too.
That's
right,
we are behind them.
We tried, but we could not. You know, like when she said extended family, loving family.
We can't give, I can't give my children more time because we live in for family.
Extended
yes.
family, yeah.
And what have you been able to do with your children that you're kind of proud of? Is there certain things that you've done or shared with your children that you're proud?
बच्चे के गड़ियाँ चीज़ें तो की थी या कि अपने बच्चे ना शेयर कर दिया कि तो अच्छी आ की थी या ना पूरी कोशिश की थी करने
lot of things but I neglect like I feel I guilt I give them more time when they need me I'm always working in the kitchen cleaning visitor but they need me mom I said oh 5 minutes, 10 minutes and they sleep sometimes I think I can't sleep honest or 10 days I can't sleep
लेकिन एक कोई चीज तो होगी ना बच्चे कहते हैं माम कि माम तू साड़ी बहुत कीता या किस तरह
कुछ भी नहीं
फैसल या कोई है ना
कुछ भी नहीं मैं झूठ
यू नो दिस इज द थिंग एक्चुअली यू नो ऑब्वियसली यू हैव टू कट कपल ऑफ पार्ट्स फ्रॉम द रिकॉर्डिंग आई डोंट नो हाउ वुड इट बी यू नो व्हेन इट व्हेन दे गो इनटू आर्काइव ऑब्वियसली द स्टोरी विल बी देयर बट इन जनरल यू नो व्हेन it will be in a booklet surely because it'll be
yeah.
500
yeah,
it?
Yeah. in the
yeah.
book it will just be a
just
yeah. text.
They're proud because they said to take lot of things for us to don't go back they don't leave me I if I want to do anything I have to I get married again and leave this family but I didn't do for my children nothing
So children do appreciate that she did went through a lot because of the children, but they it's a different time for them actually. They've got their own stresses. They do value, but then she's you know she's staying with the extended family in marriage just for the sake of first the parents and then the children. I think which is more cultural if I'm honest. That's nothing to do with the belief. Religion doesn't allow a woman to suffer in silence.
Okay. Yeah.
It's just because we are worried about, you know, what will my parents think, what will the community say. Mm-hmm. But that's changing, you know, yeah. when you ask me, you know, like what culture, we try to bring it here, mm-hmm. but our children do tell us, you know, why did you suffer that much? Why, you know, for them to understand.
They always ask me, why? Yeah.
Why didn't you left? Why didn't, you know,
yeah.
My daughter, she's crying, like very loud. Why you take everything and still taking?
Yeah, because they are different. They know they have to stand for themselves, but not be quiet like us.
Yeah, and you said it earlier on how they speak openly from the heart, but then they wouldn't be able to do that if it wasn't for you paving that path and doing exactly what you needed to do, so they can speak.
Because ऐसी आप कुर्बानियाँ देती हैं ना बच्चे देखते हैं कि ऐसी देती हैं तो उन्होंने ये हैगा कि ऐसी please करते करते सारी माँ ने ज़िंदगी गुज़ारी की मिले हैं ऐड ते.
They are very upset sometimes when they talk to me, very, very upset. They come every, my youngest brother's son come every 5 minutes, Mom, you okay, you okay? But I have no feeling for anyone. They are my children, but not inside.
At the moment.
Yeah.
Is that where Age Alive, something like Age Alive has helped?
Yeah, so when I go regular now, I can't because I had a surgery. But I go very couple of hours. All days were going very good. Yes, because I met all friends of different cultures.
Yes. She's still been on a few groups, but it's like help of other people, comforting and making sure that people are, you know, who got ill health, that they are safe. This is something they look after actually. Yes. Mm.
How did you become involved in Age Alive?
किस तरह Age Alive जिस योना शुरू की था ना?
नहीं उठते तो मैं जानती सी फिर बात चली
One of the things was because the group I was running close.
Yes, we go regularly.
And then Age Alive started picking up actually because they were dying down basically. You know, the group was set up by Leanne Taylor from Communities First. I was involved obviously with her. But then she left, somebody else employed, and more or less it was.
Roy started.
Mm-hmm.
And I go regular in Age Alive. Now for two, three years, not regular, but
before.
Okay. What does it mean to you as well?
Very, very helpful. My mind is very like exercise classes, and one is now she's coming for like meditation. It's very helpful, very, very good. I finish my like I go when I come regular. I take care of my medicine, like a depression one. Very good, yes.
And how do you think that supports kind of Asian, black, or other minority or majority groups over 50s?
किस तरह तुम महसूस होता है ना कि अपना क्यों जो ग्रुप है उसे ज़्यादा लोग की अपना इंग्लिश काटी अपने लोग की ज़्यादा वाला तो तुम किस तरह होते तो फील महसूस करते हैं तो ग्रुप जॉन नहीं है?
Very, very good. Very feeling very nice. For talking about every culture. I don't mind, I talk everyone, yes.
And why is that important? Why is that important?
For peace of mind, yes. I love to go out all the time, but now I'm with
health
problems, that's all.
She wasn't going to come actually, so I had to ring her yesterday.
I say, Yasmin, she asked me a lot of times, I said, no, she said, no, come. I tell Rehla, she asked you. I didn't say, do anything for her.
Yeah, and you have to share.
Yeah.
Sarani ve jo karangi, sirf unhone jo story karni hai, just that. I mean, it is very important, if I'm honest, actually, you know, for Age Alive, because people do comfort each other. And when Yasmin comes, despite she is, this is one of her qualities, she doesn't see. Inside, she may be broken, if I'm honest, but she does make, like, cracks, leaving jokes and smile, and always she's done that, actually. You know, sometimes people can't see their qualities, very loving, caring, did her best. You know, as a woman, sometimes we don't value ourselves, being patient. You know, it's not only about belief, obviously, you know, she's religious, but she's open-minded as well. Okay. Very generous. It doesn't have to be, if she will help, it doesn't have to be a Muslim person. She has to help anybody in crisis, you know, like even she's not working and she says, you know, wherever disaster is, she'll pay the money, actually, because to make some difference to other people's life, appreciating what we have, but helping others. You know, women sometimes we don't really, we don't like praise. You know, we feel sometimes embarrassed when people, other people tell us, you know, this is the good quality. And she is, you know, when she comes and very helpful when, you know, her health was good. And we do miss her when she doesn't come.
This is helpful, so thank you. Thank you so much for coming and accepting the invitation to come and share, because it's really powerful and really important to hear just your story. So thank you. Thank you once again for
I think our message will be actually collective. You can always add that message actually. Collective is the one thing that